Hi, yeah. Paul Slack, it's Good News Planet. I'm here with Thomas J. Donahoe. There he is. He's an author. He's a CEO, Level Marketing. Alrighty. And this book is called The CEO's Digital Marketing Playbook, The Definitive Crash Course, and Battle Plan for B2B, Business to Business, and High Value B2C, Business to Consumer, I guess you could call that, Customer Generation, and that Digital Marketing Playbook. And I just came back from the NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, okay? And they had a whole conference on something called live streaming, okay? I think that might be semi-digital.
Just possibly like what we're doing right now.
Just like what we're doing here, right, with this Facebook Live, yes. As correct. As you know, he knows his stuff already.
I better.
So give us a little bit there. Welcome. Thank you for coming over.
My pleasure.
Give me some background on you.
So I spent about 10 years in this very, very wonderful city. In the early 2000s, right when... That's before social media. So that's when search engine Google became Google. And it was still the Wild West of digital advertising. And you had yet to see Microsoft and Facebook and Google become these giant companies. So I was really lucky to get a job on Wall Street. I started pretending that I was going to be a banker. And I very quickly pivoted to marketing and a very awesome, smart company. That does foreign currency trading, had a need for young men and women to spend money on the internet to try to get customers. And that was, again, early 2000s. I had no idea what I was doing, and they were very okay with that, as long as they paid me very little money, and they would teach me everything they knew. So I took full advantage. Again, this is right when, I mean, honestly, Google had just launched what was... like the Beatles' White Album of digital marketing. So they offered what they call on their cost per click or CPC basis. So you can advertise basically for free and you pay only when someone clicks on things. So like that was, for better or worse, kind of invented by Google and a few other companies, but Google was the first to really do the thing in force. And I was lucky enough to be in one of the buildings where there was a lot of smart work being done. Uh-huh. So I try to pay attention and shut my mouth, which is hard, and learn as much as I can. And then, so basically I bounced around New York for the better part of the 2000s as a hired gun doing digital marketing. Again, mostly on search engines and in banner ads. And that was, again, Facebook. Facebook only really launched paid ads in 2009, 2010. So it was pretty much just Bing, Yahoo, and Google. And then I went back to Pennsylvania and I started a company doing the stuff that the awesome people in New York and in California were doing a lot of, but there wasn't really much of it being done in outside of those two parts of the country. Uh-huh. So that's what I did.
All right, great. And why do you do it?
What is it that interests you? I'm not playing center field for the Yankees. That's not my future.
We might need you right now.
But I'm not going to be a famous photographer, and I gave that a shot. But I just found that this new type of marketing was much more data driven and much more responsible for profit and customers and revenue, and I like that. So it was the kind of marketing I really fell in love with.
So our broadcast actually is 21 years old. So we started when Google started, 1998. Awesome. Right, it's an early adapter coming, though, out of traditional CBS, PBS television, making shows. And also actually starting in 1985 with a multicultural advertising and marketing company. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've seen how the change has occurred over these years. And it's a whole different ball game from traditional media, from... you know, the newspaper placements and it's an opportunity to get to a lot of people, but just like any marketing tool, you need to get to them in a way that, in essence, they're going to do something. And what we want to try to have them consider to do is you're more than likely to buy something, right?
Correct.
So, correct. No matter how you get to them, whether you knock on their doors one by one, or you... get to them on their Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever these things Correct. Are, if you can figure them out, because they change every day, or one of the million Correct. New broadcasters that are on the internet, you can get to them. But are you closing deals? Are we making sales? Do they make sales?
Correct. Like those are the only reasons the dollars out customer is in, and doing so in a profitable way. So companies are not going to spend money. So my agencies, our responsibility are being the pipeline of money, of our clients' money to search engines and social networks and even traditional outlets. We run local TV through digital boxes and things like that. It's a digital channel, digital means to do traditional advertising. So we still do that. Look, in the 21st century, if you're smart at what you do as a company doing marketing and sales, you are not going to spend money unless those campaigns in particular are making you money or making you a profit. You're just not going to do it. It doesn't make sense. So the idea that marketing is this this perfunctory thing to spend money in without demanding net new customers and increased revenue and increased profit, like that just shouldn't and doesn't exist anymore. And so to directly answer your question, yeah, that's why this quarter, not year, this quarter, Facebook is going to do about $18 billion in revenue this quarter. Google is going to do about $38 billion. You're not getting those dollars unless they're turning into customers for the companies that are spending that money. It's just not going to happen. So the idea of the Don Draper, like, lucky strikes, they're toasted, and we're going to spend dollars on TV, print, radio, and you don't really know definitively what you get, that doesn't exist.
So the $18 billion, let's use as an example, with
Facebook. On Facebook.
Right.
Past quarter.
On the past quarter yep. you're going to make. So that's $18 billion of me and somebody else putting an ad, a Facebook yep. ad on Facebook. They say $10 for X amount of new people, $20 for this, $50, whatever the approach you take with Facebook.
Yep.
First of all, you have to understand Facebook. And you have to understand.
Correct.
Now that alone is a challenge. Because
you can't
call up anybody.
There's
no more call up anybody.
I'm thankful it's
no
hard
numbers in this world.
Because I would have if it was easy. I would have a job if it was easy.
Yeah. Hello. Could you help me? May I consider a campaign?
Correct.
For me, it's mind boggling how these companies can run their businesses without a phone number, but. I guess they do.
And you can call them. They're not going to pick up. Trust me.
You can try. You can find their number.
You can try.
If you go ahead. Find their number. In any case.
Mark's not going to pick up the phone.
Correct. And so they need someone like you who knows how to negotiate the scenario much better than anybody can do, I imagine. You're succeeding in this. And so how would you then? So I own a shoe store. And it's in a little town in the Tarrytown. This is my daddy's old shoe store.
Okay.
And so Maxie used to put an ad in the local paper and blah blah blah.
Correct.
Don't do that. So but now
with love in my heart.
There's two things. So he looks at the business now as local yokel business and mm-hmm. Just wants the local yokel people to come in town now.
Yep.
Come down to his store now. What do you suggest for him to do?
So again, I don't care. It's not just that I love the internet because I'm in, I started doing marketing on the internet and therefore I love it. Like, I don't honestly care about a TV ad versus Facebook versus an ad on the Goodyear blimp. Like, I don't care.
That's cool.
What I do care about is something that's very profitable and then something that is trackable. So definitively where that customer came from. The nature of TV, print, radio, you can't do that. You're spending money and it's this correlation. Like, well, I spent money and I got more customers and I think they came from. And anytime you use the word think, it means you shouldn't do it. So the reason I do know definitively that campaigns on Google and Facebook in particular, for B2B or B2C or a mom and pop or a Fortune 500, I know definitively they work if you run them correctly. For all kinds of businesses, just because that's what the numbers tell us definitively. So it's not a think, it's not a guess, it's definitive. So to directly answer your question, you run a few basic campaigns on Google. So when someone Googles, you said shoe store, right? Shoe store. So when someone Googles shoe store and another word or phrase, which means maybe it's women's shoes or men's shoes or vintage, or it's a cobbler versus a shoe salesman. Like, those are, there are certain words after shoe store or shoes that means they're your customers versus your competitors, right? And so there are things, they're pretty simple on Google in particular and Bing that you can build. And you don't really need to hire my, you know, my 90-person agency to do it. There are some baseline things. And that was kind of the point of this book, to say, here, look, in a few hundred pages, you can do some of these things in-house. And there are more advanced things in here that I would advise not doing, certainly as a sole proprietor, but some basic stuff. And so that would be basic ads on Google. We call them trade names, so the name of your shoe store and another phrase. So that's actually your brand, your trade name. So that's on Google, and then Facebook's a little similar, but basically you're targeting just the what we'd call demographics and psychographics, the exact type of man or woman that has been doing business with you for years, and you can target those people on Facebook.
And so can you? I think they called digital rights management. Can you? And so, but I only want the people from Tarrytown, Irvington, and Austin to reach out to, because I don't think anybody else is going to drive from Buffalo.
Well, that's the easiest. That's like wearing
pants. So people can do that, right?
That's like the most basic. So geographically, that's the most basic. You can do that, and you can target based on household income, net worth. You can target based on political affiliation, home ownership type, the car you drive. You can target social media down to, I mean, the joke we tell is we can target someone's dog's middle name, which isn't true, but it's pretty darn close, right? You can target people based on, when I say psychographics, that's the type of human they are, and demographics, where they live, how old they are, gender, you know, that kind of thing. So the stuff you can, the data you can weaponize on Facebook and Instagram, because Facebook obviously owns Instagram, is pretty phenomenal. And then Google's completely different, but that's much more about the words that people Google, and you can bid on those. So all these platforms, like at minimum, you can target by down to the zip code.
It's good. It's good stuff. I think actually some people, your book is helpful big time, because
a lot of
people, I think, are afraid that if they mess around too much, you know, they haven't had the experience with the digital world, they're afraid they're going to get kicked off.
Well, and or they're going to screw, they're going to waste
money. They're going to screw themselves up, you know, they're going to push the wrong button, and they're going to fly out of their seat.
I tell you what, as an example, when I first started, I've been doing this for 20 years, 10 years into it, I ran a campaign for, and this is before I started my agency, I was still client side, I set a campaign, it was actually Facebook, I set a campaign live right when Facebook started. I'm not saying I wasted $100,000. I'm saying I didn't responsibly spend $100,000 over a weekend. And this was in 2010, in 2009. So, I mean, I've wasted a lot of money. I've made a lot of mistakes. The point of this book is to try to simplify stuff and then don't make mistakes. And so that was, I mean, that's it. There's some basics in there, and there's also for other, for more advanced companies, there's more advanced things there.
Yeah, no, the only way you learn is through falling down. I have 47 own websites, URLs, because the industry has changed in 21 years. I've gone from digital to this, to that.
Every month I get these are expiring. I'm like, why did I buy that? GoDaddy sends me, I just got one this morning. Yeah. Why did I buy that URL? 15, yeah, I think we're on the same page.
You got a good thing. You even got a cheat sheet in this, and I think that's helpful. Conclusion, but you have the essential glossary. This is a very,
textbook-y. I would say
it's a manual, Bible-ish business for business, simplified piece of work here. So congratulations.
It's not the sexiest thing, but I think it's a practical good.
No, we don't need sexily in this scenario.
Next one will be sex.
We need to make sales. We need to know how to do it.
I see. You know what? I think profit is sexy. I think better. I think more customers, I mean, in the business sense, is sexy.
It is good. Let me ask you a couple of questions. This is great. First of all, do you have a website?
I do.
And it is?
Pretty simple. It's tomdonahoe.com.
Okay.
You can even misspell it. And I own the other ones. But if you want to spell correctly, it's D-O-N-O-H-O-E.
All right.
Talk about buying more websites.
No, I do the same. Yeah, I got the web, I got the net, I got the com, I got the net, I got I got massive confusion. All right, but I got it.
But you got all of it.
But I got
just in case.
It. Just in case.
I feel you.
Two last things. First of all, who's Anne?
That is my grandmother. She's got, it's the big Irish Catholic family. I've got, dozen, more than that cousins, and we always, that woman was, is a force of nature. She's still with us. Just turned 96.
Oh,
and it's the kind of people that, they don't make people like that anymore. So, I think we should all aspire, at least in my family, to take more pages from her book.
I understand. Her book, she wrote this book.
Yeah, she made it possible for a lot of Donahoes to do a lot of things.
There you go. Let me, in that regard, because we're involved with Peace, Love, and Hope on Woodstock Forever, and mm-hmm. we're on that peace page and positive content and sharing. What is peace for you, Tom?
Oh, my.
I know. It's
I just think it's the ability for people to have options to live how they want to live. Because if peace, people have options to follow dreams and hopes and aspirations and life, liberty kind of thing. Without that, it's kind of hard to do those things. So I like the outcome of peace. The outcome of peace is, choose your own adventure.
There you go. Freedom. Good man, Tom. Thank you very much. Appreciate the time. All right. Thank you.